Hello, you're listening to Global Local. I'm Ingrid Kohler.
And I'm Jonathan Carwest.
Each episode will bring you local government policy and best practice from around the world. We'll talk to people who work in or with local government and communities about their experiences and how you can apply global learning locally.
And this podcast is brought to you by the Local Government Information Unit, or LGIU. We're a local government membership organization and think tank. We're nonpartisan, we're nonprofit, and we're passionate about localism, about local government, and about the difference that local government can make. We started in the UK almost 40 years ago now, and we also work in the Republic of Ireland and in Australia. Now, we're seeking to share learning around the globe with our Global Local newsletter and our Local Democracy Research Centre.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! It's not my birthday, Ingrid. It's not your birthday. It's Global Local's birthday.
Yep, it's not either of our birthdays. It's the Global Local birthday. And I'm really excited about bringing the podcast back. It's been a while since we've done our last episode. We've been busy behind the scenes working on some technical stuff to make all of our LGIU services better for everyone. But we're back now. It's the one-year anniversary of Global Local. The podcast is kicking off again. And we also have some big news.
We do, indeed. So for many years, LGIU's briefings, our policy briefings, our daily news services, all our premium information services, they've only been available to corporate members. So that's councils and other local government institutions who sign up to LGIU membership. But now, by popular demand, we're offering an individual Global Local service, which provides not only an individual subscription to our brilliant Global Local bulletin, but it also gives you access to a growing archive of more than 50 themed curations of inspiring practice across a whole range of important local government themes, everything from freshwater management to using tiny houses to address homelessness, mitigating climate potholes, yes. Regular listeners will recall perhaps that Ingrid has a slight and slightly disturbing obsession with potholes. But notwithstanding that, we do know actually, the potholes are a really important issue. You know, they cost people money, they wreck people's cars, they make people feel worse about the place they live in. And in many jurisdictions, not all, but most actually, they are a local government responsibility. And they're one of the things that fills up the inboxes of local government officials and politicians all the time. So they are important, but local government also deals with some really life and death issues, whether that's adapting to the climate emergency, whether it's thinking about, you know, how we create sort of environments of care to ensure that people can sort of grow up and grow old healthily within the neighborhoods we work in, whether it's thinking about how we provide housing for people, how we manage local economies so that there are jobs and homes and all of those things. And of course, we've seen over just the last few months amongst our membership, we've seen local councils everywhere from Australia to Ireland doing amazing things, shelter and support refugees from the conflict in Ukraine. So this huge range of issues that local government deals with, some of them very local, relatively minor seeming, some of them global life and death issues. All of that falls into local government's jurisdiction. And that's the type of thing that we want to be addressing. So you'll get access to insight, inspiration, innovation, but also sort of practical thinking about how to tackle those issues, all for less than $1 a week.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're already a corporate member of LGIU, everyone in your council has access to all our LGIU briefings, including the Global Local Bulletin. So no reason not to sign up if you're already a member and you're already getting it. Obviously, we want you to go and have a look at it, see what we've done over the past year. We've got an amazing archive of all the past editions. And of course, those links will be included in the liner notes. And obviously, a link to our anniversary edition,
which is, I have to say, a phenomenal read. It pulls out the top five most popular topics from the last year. Ingrid, tell us what those are.
Well, the fifth most popular was on open data and opportunities for openness, how local government is using open data in a variety of ways, in really practical ways to drive improvement and, you know, economic development and transparency. Number four was a very recent one, actually, but already quite popular, emerging technologies in education. So thinking about robots and AI in the classroom, it might seem like far away, but it's here now. And there's some really interesting and complicated questions that local government needs to think through if we're going to, you know, be embracing the future. Number three is health inequalities and local government's crucial role. Oh my goodness, you know, COVID-19, lessons from that. But there's just so much that we can do. And there's like a really thoughtful think piece, research paper that goes with this. So it's not just a newsletter, but it's links through to really insightful research. Extreme heat was number two. We've just come out of crazy extreme heat here in the UK, and I know others are experiencing it as well. But local government can do a lot to mitigate and help people who are suffering from it the most. And finally, number one was nudge, utilizing behavioral insights, which is endlessly fascinating.
And that's just the top five topics, right? If you subscribe, you can go into the archive, you can see all the other issues. The other thing I wanted to pull out, Ingrid, from that anniversary edition, is that if you're a reader in Scotland or in England, it also gives you an opportunity to vote or to nominate someone in our councillor awards, which have just launched. So this is an initiative that we've been running for over a decade now, where we look to celebrate the work of individual elected local politicians, councillors, who are often ignored in the greater sweep of things, who are often sort of seen as, you know, then most of our media narrative around politics focuses on national politics. It focuses on members of the national legislature and what they've been up to. And local politicians just quietly get on with the job, serving their community day in, day out. No one celebrates them, no one except us. So we spotted that gap, you know, more than 10 years ago, and we run these awards every year to highlight, you know, the best the local government has to offer. So if you have a councillor who works in your council or who represents your community, who you think is deserving of some recognition, do follow the link through in the newsletter or go to our website, www.lgiu.org, and you can find out a very simple form in which you can nominate that councillor for an award. So please do that. We get hundreds of nominations every year, but we always want more. So do reach out to us through that and take the time to nominate a hardworking councillor that you want to see recognised.
And if you caught at the beginning that's for Scotland, England and Wales, but you're thinking, oh, I'm not in any of those countries, we got you covered. We have the Global Local Councillor Showcase. So it's not the same as our awards, but it's to work alongside the award scheme, going through a similar kind of process. Again, just a simple form. And you can actually nominate yourself, which we don't allow other people to do. So you can submit your own example. And on this, what we're really looking for is the kind of things that we celebrate in the Global Local Bulletin week in and week out. So where people, where councillors, elected representatives to that local government body are working with their communities, listening and getting things done in that really kind of pragmatic way. And we'll be highlighting these showcase stories at the awards ceremonies that we hold, but we'll also be sharing those stories throughout the year with our global local subscribers and sharing those lessons of community. Because maybe in the country you're in, there's a great award scheme for councillors. Maybe there's not, but we want to celebrate you.
We do. We absolutely do. So Ingrid, people are going to be inspired by this. They're going to be rushing off to subscribe to Global Local. What can they look forward to over the coming months?
Well, we've got a whole range of really interesting things. We try to cover both really hard topics, because we know that a lot of local government is about dealing with some really difficult issues. So, for example, we're going to be looking at violence against women. We're going to be looking at modern slavery and human trafficking. We're going to be looking at addiction. But we also are covering some really fun things, because local government is about making the place where you live a great place to live. So we're going to be looking at museums and how they drive learning and skills and economy and tourism in their local areas. We're going to be looking at, and I'm really looking forward to this one, to public toilets, because those public conveniences are, well, you know, there's all kinds of jokes that you can make, but if you don't have access to a toilet when you're out and about and you need one, you really miss it. So it's about looking at how we can help people to go.
Yeah, from toilets upwards, we're going to be continuing to cover all the issues that matter most to you as people who are either working or are interested in or engaged with local government, the issues that councils around the world are grappling with, and the places where we think that shared learning, shared experiences, and sharing inspiration can make the biggest difference.
And of course, you know, we have the topics that we think are really important coming up, but we would like to know what you think too. So we're always open for your suggestions and your stories and experiences, and we can help you write those up. We can help you get them to a global audience. But let us know. Let us know what you think about the bulletin, about the podcast, about all of it. Our inbox is always open.
Yeah. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss forthcoming episodes of this podcast. Let us know what you want to hear about. Let us know what you want to say. Maybe we'll even hear from you on the podcast.
Be lovely.
But until then, goodbye.
Thanks for listening.